This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Very excited to talk to our next guest. One half of the main event coming up down here at the Kaseya Center against Alexander Volkanovski. It's great to talk to you again, Diego. Thanks to you for the time.
Diego, ahora vamos en español porque estamos hablando con la gente de Miami. Vamos a hablar de mitad del gran del evento, este, la pelea estelar 314 Miami. ¿Cómo te sientes ahora peleando por un título?
No, pues me siento muy bien, estoy muy feliz, muy contento. La verdad es que he trabajado mucho para ese momento y estar sola a unos días de la pelea pues me motiva bastante.
Feeling good, feeling happy. It's just I've worked so hard and for such a long time for this moment, just to be days away from the fight. It's very exciting.
What was it like throwing out the first pitch of the Marlins game?
¿Y cómo fue eso con el picheo, querido? La primera vez tuya. ¿Y cómo fue eso con el picheo, querido? La primera vez tuya en el Diamante, cuando fuiste el partido de los Marlins y estuviste ahí, tu primer partido de béisbol.
No, no, de hecho ya lo había hecho una vez en San Diego, pues okay. Para los Padres, había hecho una vez, pero no me fue tan bien con el lanzamiento, acabé tirando un poquito más para el lado y de esta vez pues estaba nervioso, pero fue bien divertido poder recibir la invitación de los Marlins y poder tirarla pues exactamente donde va, ¿no?
Oh, not my first rodeo because it's actually, I did it for the Padres back then and it didn't go as well as with the Padres. I got, you know, just a bit outside, and I just, let's say that next time it was great. I mean, great. I think I was nervous, but I thank the Marlins organization for the invitation, and just next time we'll make sure that we put it through there.
What other big plans do you have in Miami? Like to hear during fight week, are you going to do anything else fun before the fight?
Y otros planes en Miami, porque es una semana obviamente que estás ahí, estás en Miami, llegaste ¿no? el lunes, entonces, o sea, dos semanas en Miami. ¿Algún plan divertido? ¿Algo más además de la pelea? ¿De la semana de la pelea y todo lo que tiene?
No, pues por ahora la verdad es que estoy muy tranquilo. Estamos nada más descansando, entrenando. Yo creo que lo importante ahorita es mi pelea. Obvio, pues el fin de semana pues tengo planeado con el equipo ir a la playa, pues relajar un poco, ¿no? En un día normalmente que descansamos nosotros.
Sí.
Pero sí, o sea, todo muy tranquilo por acá.
Now, just need to focus on the fight, obviously, and preparing. It's about training. It's about resting. With the team, we actually have the plan to go to the beach over the weekend because it is a day that we usually take off anyways. But that's the plan is just to stay focused and work and rest.
When we last spoke, Diego, a few weeks ago, you talked about this being your dream and how excited you were. Then now that it's close, it's coming in. Has reality set in? Any extra nerves with this being so close and just a week away?
Hace par de semanas ustedes hablaron y mencionaste, Diego, que siempre fue tu sueño en tu cabeza, siempre pelear por un cinturón así de sueño. Ahora se ha vuelto realidad. Tienes la pelea ahí. Está cerca. Ya como bajó eso, ya se volvió realidad. Ya estás en eso como Te sientes como que, mira, soy parte de eso. No se trata simplemente de un sueño más, porque ahora ha hecho realidad.
Sí, claro, ya cuando llegué aquí a la ciudad, pues ya empecé a caminar un poco por las calles, la gente empezó a pedir fotos y pues deseándome suerte pues en la semana de la pelea y todo, caminar, pasar por con el carro y ver pues tu foto en los outdoors, pues es algo también que te va, como te voy diciendo, te va a comprender el foco de que hoy está cada vez más cerca, ¿no? Está cada vez más cerca y ya tu sueño de pelear por el título está llegando, ¿no? Pero me siento muy tranquilo, me siento bien, pues emocionado, la verdad.
I think when I got into town and people just kind of walking down the street and people asking for my picture, and just, like they wishing me luck, sending good vibes. That's something that already like, oh, this is what we're fighting for. And also, you're in the car and you're seeing the billboards and you see my face in that poster out there. That feels great too. And I think it's settling in right now. I think you feel in, but right now it's just very calm, cool, collected, calm. And now it's just this is what we wanted. This is basically now just to go towards fight because we're very close, so I can feel it.
Yeah, I was gonna. Can you tell me a little bit more? Like, what's the buzz been like around the city when you've walked around here? Because I saw they put your picture up at the Heat game last night. They were advertising, the crowd goes crazy for it. They're excited for it. So, what's it been like around town?
Y vamos a hablar un poco de la vida, güey. O sea, ¿cómo estás? Porque llegaste y bueno, ya dije, la gente está pidiendo fotos. Ves ahí el póster por todos los lados. O sea, te pusieron la gran foto ayer, anoche, me parece, el partido de básquet de los Heat, y la gente se ha vuelto loca. O sea, ¿cómo está eso? ¿Cómo sientes la recepción y esa vibra? Porque es tuya, ¿no? O sea, eres parte del show.
No, pues se siente muy bien, ¿no? Porque imagínate, trabajar tantos años para que tu trabajo sea reconocido y pues ser brindado con tener cariño y el apoyo de la gente, ¿no? Porque sabemos, o sea, no importa de peleador que sea, pero si tú no simpatizas con la gente, pues la gente no te apoya, la gente no te quiere, o sea, simplemente hay peleadores que no pueden tener pues el cariño y el respeto de toda la gente, ¿no? Y yo creo que con lo que yo he hecho, con lo que he demostrado, pues he ganado ese cariño y respeto de la gente, ¿no? Entonces eso es algo que realmente me llena de energía.
It's pretty amazing actually to see like the response from the public. It's so amazing that and then you see that you're a part of the show and that people are behind you because you can't it's so rewarding to actually be loved like that and actually to get that love because there's so many fighters like it doesn't matter like if you can win a lot in your career but there are fighters if you don't connect I feel that I have connected to them. The people sympathize and empathize with me because if you win but you don't connect. People may they don't love you. They just don't. They don't. They're not there pulling for you. And I feel that for everything that I've done, the person that I've been, and for my behavior throughout this journey, I think that people have connected with me. I've connected with them, and it's amazing. It's a just they give me a new level of energy.
For your opponent, Alexander Volkanovski, obviously great. He has a giant head. Seems impossible to choke out. You're a very well-rounded fighter. Do you throw submissions out the window with that noggin? Because nobody seems to be able to submit him.
Bueno, vamos a hablar un poco de Alex Volkanovski, tu rival. Bueno, la cabeza ahí es gigante, o sea, según él, es un poco complicado, no tiene cuello, o sea, que en este momento algunos planes de sumisión se ponen un poco más para el lado, los tira afuera y dice, bueno, no tengo cómo coger un tipo que no tiene cuello y que tiene esa cabeza, ¿verdad? O sea, ¿cómo va a hacerlo? O sea, ¿te cambia un poco el plan?
Pues no, de hecho no me cambia para nada porque justamente pues toda mi carrera pues he peleado con peleadores completamente diferentes, ¿no? Diferentes alturas, diferentes biotipos y pues ¿qué puedo mencionar? Llevo 24 años entrenando jiu-jitsu, son básicamente 20 años competiendo en lo más alto nivel, he peleado con tanta gente en mi carrera en jiu-jitsu, tanto no gi cuanto con gi, y he finalizado gentes que con cuello, sin cuello, así como la gente quiera llamarlo, ¿no? Pero sí, definitivamente son peleadores, nosotros tenemos que buscar por dónde, ¿no? Y la neta, si tengo la oportunidad de finalizarlo, pues lo voy a aprovechar bien.
Listen, I fought people in so throughout my career. I fought people with all kinds of like different stature, different range, different frames, body types. It doesn't matter. I've fought Every kind of person. So I've actually seen a lot of that challenge. Also, we're talking about 24 years of jiu-jitsu, 20 of them in the highest level fighting. And whether it was no-gi, gi, it doesn't matter. I've been able to actually submit people. And listen, I've had, however you want to call it, long necks, no necks, whatever, I've been able to finish them. So it's just something that you train for. And it doesn't matter what the person is or what the frame or what they offer. I think you train to have that. And I faced all kinds of challenges. So I prepared for this. And if the opportunity where it comes, I'm going to go out there for it. Believe me.
Last one before we get you out of here, Diego. On the co-main, you got Yair Rodriguez and Patricio Pitbull's debut. Could be future challenges for yourself. What do you make of that matchup and them as potential opponents down the line?
Vamos a hablar un poco ahora. La última pregunta en la coestelar. Tenemos a Yair Pantel Rodríguez, tenemos a Mauricio Pitbull, o sea, uno contra el otro, y sabemos que es una pelea que la gente tiene los ojos ahí fijos, porque puede ser que de ahí venga tu próximo rival. O sea, ¿qué piensas de esta pelea? ¿Qué opinión puedes tener de la coestelar? ¿Qué pronóstico? ¿Qué tienes?
No, pues es una buena pelea, es una pelea bastante interesante, ¿no? Pues Pitbull, pues es uno de los mejores peso pena que ha tenido, pues dentro, bueno, afuera de UFC. Yair Rodríguez, pues es un peleador que está dentro de top durante muchos años, ¿no? Entonces, definitivamente es una pelea que puede determinar el siguiente retador al título, pero yo creo que más que eso va a depender mucho de cómo se desarrolle la pelea, ¿no? De cómo gane la pelea, ya sea cualquier uno de los dos, cómo gane la pelea, yo creo que eso es lo que va a determinar, ¿no?
Listen, it's a great fight. I mean, talking about Mauricio Pitbull, a guy who's been at top of the featherweights for such a long time in the organization, and I don't mean outside of the organizations too, but he's coming in. Yair Rodriguez, a guy who's been at the top of the division for quite some time as well. And obviously that will probably determine who will be the challenger for the title next. But I think it's just about how the fight flows and how that's going to go. Depending on how it goes, it could go either way.
Diego, best of luck this week. Enjoy Miami down here. Thanks so much for the time. Appreciate you.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.